Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I'm so excited, folks, to be here in Meadville, Pennsylvania, to help them celebrate 200 years, celebrating the Chamber of Commerce's 200th year anniversary. Think about that, folks, a Chamber of Commerce having a bicentennial. I'm telling you, folks, find me another chamber that's ever done this in the history of mankind, and I'm the guy who got to tell you about it. This is a red letter day for me, folks. I'm so excited about this and getting to meet all these wonderful people that you've already met today, and that we still got somebody to meet. Ike Mutlu is with us. He's general manager of the Armstrong Cable Services here in Pennsylvania. It's a privately held, independent, cable operator, and which makes them not a minnow, but a small fish in a sea of some pretty big sharks. And so we're going to get Ike to tell us about that. But anyway, I just want you folks, I encourage you to go to MeadvilleChamber.com. Click on the right side, there's a banner that says 200th anniversary. Click on that banner, and that'll tell you about all the events that are going on this week. They're celebrating this anniversary all week long, and they've asked me to help them kick it off, which I'm going to do today at lunch, and some other things we're going to do today, and I'm very excited about that. And folks, you know how happy it makes me to be able to help chambers celebrate what they do, because you know how much I believe chambers are very, very critical. They're essential to the health of the U.S. economy, and not only the U.S. economy, but the world economy, because there are chambers all over the world right now. Ike Mutlu, ladies and gentlemen, is with us. He's general manager, as I said, of the Armstrong Cable Services. Ike, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Jim. Thank you for being in Meadville, one of the warmest days of the winter here.
You know, I was in Palm Springs 2 weeks ago, California.
A little different there. Yeah.
76-degree temperature. The wind chill was 77.
Well, we had actually a conference call the other day, and one of my counterparts who's in southern Ohio and northern Kentucky, he was giving our call center a little bit of a warning, saying that things were going to be a little slow because they had about, I guess, 2 inches of snow down
there. Oh, yeah.
We thought, my God, that's like spring around
here. That's right. That's like a heavy frost around here.
Yeah.
So what was the temperature? Is 20 below zero?
It was 2 below zero this morning when I woke up.
The
temperature. And it's probably 15 to 20 below zero.
Yeah.
You just have to warm up your cars. You got to
take your time.
You can
put on a heavy coat, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you can only go outside for any length of time, short periods of time,
and
you really
the snow was crunching.
Yeah,
that was some dry air out there.
It's almost like you're walking on an ice sheet.
Yeah,
you know?
you can
just tell.
Pretty weird. Okay, tell us about Armstrong Cable Services.
Well, we're a privately held cable company. We're based in Butler, Pennsylvania. We're a medium-sized company. I mean, we're not the biggest guys like Time Warner and Comcast. Those guys are 15 to 20 times bigger than we are,
yeah.
Maybe more than that. But we're not a small one. We're based in sort of Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Kentucky, and Maryland, so where our main areas are. We're kind of a unique company in the sense that our ownership originally got started as line construction guys. They were basically right after World War II. They bought an old pickup truck, and there's a picture of that somewhere. And they just started putting up line for the electric
company. Great small business story.
Yeah, and they just little by little, after almost 60 years, they've got a pretty extensive cable and internet and telephone operation. But they're still privately held, and you know the ownership is still down in Butler. And every now and then you see
down in Butler. Now where is Butler?
Now Butler is a town, I guess about 30 or 40,000 people, just north of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just near the Interstate 80 and 79.
So you're the manager for the Meadville-Crawford County area?
That's correct. My area is basically northwest Pennsylvania. It goes from the Pymatuning Lake area all the way out toward the Allegheny Forest and down toward, if anybody knows where the Cook Forest is. A lot
right.
of people go hunting and fishing down in those areas.
So still a private company. How many private cable companies your size are there anymore in the United States?
You know, it's getting less and less. The largest one...
They're being bought up or they're going public?
They're mainly being a little bit of both. You know, the largest one that was the most interesting one, I guess, was Adelphia. And they sat there and they sort of got into trouble.
What a mess.
A variety of reasons.
Wow, just some malfeasance. Some people who got greedy.
I think it was just really sad, you know, because they were another classic small town operator.
They were a Pennsylvania company too, weren't they?
They were based in Cowdersport, which is in the center part of the New York Pennsylvania border. Town. And
what makes people think that they can get away with that kind of stuff?
I don't know. You know, I don't know if we'll ever finally realize what was the total
story.
And
it was a father and a couple of sons, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's three sons. And
what are their names?
Let me think here. It was the Regas family.
Regas, yeah.
And it was John Regas.
And they're
the
all three in jail right now.
I think they're out of jail on bond right now.
Right, because, but they've been convicted.
They've been convicted. They're appealing, as I understand it. They're
just a matter of time. Anyway, another story. That's the point is that folks, there are good companies and out there, small, and I say small only because as I say, you're not like the.
Yeah, it's in the relative terms.
The Comcast and those kind of growth. But
those companies have, for example, about 10, 11, 12 million customers.
And you have, again, how many?
We have 233,000.
What are the challenges of competing with those guys?
Well,
do you have to compete with them, or do you license in any communities?
We don't compete directly with them, but I think one of our biggest challenges is the fact that, about 20 years ago, 20, 25 years ago, we started to finally purchase programming from satellite providers. Mm-hmm. Up until about the early 80s, programming costs were relatively inexpensive, if not even free in many cases.
Mostly from the networks?
The networks, the off-air channels, or in our case here, we actually formed the oldest cable channel in the world. It's called CTV13. It's a local origination channel.
Right. And hold on to that thought, Ike. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Ike Mutlu is our guest. He's general manager of Armstrong Cable. When we come back, I'm going to ask him, where's cable going in the future? Right after these messages, stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I just, you know, folks, I'm having so much fun today. I hate to wrap it up, but this is the last segment for this hour, and golly, I can't tell you how excited it is for me. I am to be able to be the only guy to ever help a Chamber of Commerce celebrate 200 years in business. And by the way, folks, Ike Mutlu is with us. He's General Manager, Armstrong Cable Services. What about this? What does it mean to be a member of a Chamber of Commerce like this?
Well, it's really neat. You think about it, 200 years ago, these guys were setting up originally back at just after the country was formed.
Think about the vision.
Know, back in the early 1800s, I mean, before the Civil War, before many of our technologies. It was mostly an agricultural type of a chamber in those days. It wasn't even
They called it the stationary agriculture.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We can't move it. We're planted in the ground here.
Had to be staying there. But it's nice to know that you've got friends in a community that can come up and, you know, that we all stick together, we all help each other out, we all sit there and give each other advice and support, and, you know, that's what chambers are for, really, because it's harder to do that on an individual one-on-one basis.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, by the way, folks, that's MeadvilleChamber.com. I encourage you to go there and click on the 200th anniversary link there and see what they do here this week. It's a big celebration this week. Okay, Ike. Where's the cable company? Where's the cable industry going? You got high-speed internet. Do you guys offer that?
Yeah, we actually rebuilt this system about 4 years ago, back in 2003. And when we rebuilt it, it was basically a state-of-the-art system, still is right now. And we're able to provide and are providing right now high-speed broadband.
Is that what
service.
We're going at over here?
Yeah, this is actually broadband.
See, I'm connecting. Folks, when I'm on the road, I connect over voice over IP.
Yeah.
I use Skype.
Yeah.
Just to give them a little plug, they don't pay me any money for that. But we've connected over voice over IP, And it's your cable system that we're going out over, isn't
it? Yeah.
We, how about that?
We can do not only high-speed internet, but we can do telephone service here.
Right.
We just started launching commercial telephone. And it's interesting. You hear the stories from consumers out there who were prior spending $70, $80, $90, $100, $100-plus dollars per month on their phone bill. Their phone bill is dropping down into the 30s.
Oh, yeah.
And that's money that gets obviously recirculated back into the
anytime you give small businesses a break, they put it right back into the economy. What about content?
Content is interesting. I mean, one of the challenges that our industry faces is that, when I started almost 20 years ago now, you had individual channels that you discussed and negotiated with in terms of product and programming.
Right.
So, for example, Discovery would call you and say, we'd like you to carry Discovery Channel in Meadville. And you'd have a one-on-one discussion, and it'd be
cut a deal with them.
You'd cut a deal that would make sense for both parties.
Right.
Well, now what's going on is you basically have consolidated the industry down to about five major owners of the programming. Right, so that when you're discussing, for example, and let's use my favorite one, MTV.
Right.
I have no particular desire for MTV. I can't imagine.
Yeah, that was a little sarcasm.
Yeah, it is. But the problem with it is that the folks that own MTV, obviously, they're the same folks that own TV Land and Nickelodeon.
Right.
And so you're basically held hostage.
Right.
To carrying a product, and both from a financial as well as from
it's
a
not
contact.
As much fun as it used to be, is it?
It's a little bit more restricted. It's not quite as completely free as we would like it to be. And then there's always, of course, the constant battle of government regulations trying to make sure that you're not regulated, you're not harmed financially in the marketplace.
Right.
But it's a good business. We have a great group of people. We have 40 employees in this part of the system.
Do you expect to stay private?
I hope so.
Foreseeable future.
I mean, I don't personally have any insight in that. I hope
so. But you're not having any trouble being successful.
No. I mean,
profitable.
This is now, I think, the fourth generation that's running it, which is basically in my age, roughly in my 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So for another 20 years, it looks like they're going to continue to be a privately held company, and hopefully there'll be more kids and grandkids down the road that'll keep it going that way. Because it's, the business plan is much nicer that way. You don't have to worry about every 3 months. You don't have to worry about the stock price. You can, when we rebuilt this system, one of the nice things about it is the ownership actually paid for the rebuild. It was a multi-million dollar rebuild. So unlike taking out loan.
A bond or warrants or something like that. Yeah.
We had it all paid off so that by the time we started back in 2003, we were starting from, nice and fresh.
Give us your website, please.
Our website is armstrongonewire.com, which is our logo. We always talk about how we can deliver all these products on one wire, like yours right here.
Yeah.
And, come see us here, armstrongonewire.com.
Thanks, Ike, for being here.
Thank you, Jim.
Ike
Appreciate
Butler,
it.
Ladies and gentlemen, General Manager of the Armstrong Cable Services. I got to say, folks, I got to wrap it up for this hour, as much as I hate to, because I have had such a wonderful time meeting all the great people here and all the beautiful ladies all around the place here. I think Rudd brought them in, and it's just been so much fun helping the Meadville Chamber of Commerce celebrate 200 years. I just can't believe it, folks. That's exactly right. Let's give them a hand, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.